This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Trade? Were they talking about trade at all last week as the cattle industry gathered for their meeting? Well, you better believe it. That was on the list. I'll talk about it coming up after this. Every weekend, farmers and ranchers from the California coast to the Carolinas tune in to catch our broadcast, This Week in Agribusiness. They not only tune in for the agriculture news, of course, but there's that weather forecast. Veteran agricultural meteorologist Greg Solier takes a look now every week, 4 weeks in advance, to see what might be coming along. For example, his forecast this next weekend will, of course, take us right on into the month of March. Then there's our market discussion. And coming up this weekend, we'll have Randy Block from Cattle Facts joining us on This Week in Agribusiness. Tune in to catch all of that information and more. Oh, yes, I almost failed to mention Max's Tractor Shed, where we put in the spotlight somebody's favorite old antique farm tractor. This Week in Agribusiness, seen 4 times a weekend on RFD TV and once a weekend on 120 local television stations. As we attend agriculture organization meetings this winter, we're listening to hear what they're saying about trade and politics. And in these politically charged days, they're trying to stay away. Many of those groups are trying to stay away from that third rail, if you will, that charged rail of politics, trying to make sure that they stay on the good side, of course, of those folks in power, but trying to, at the same time, let it be known that trade is crucial, and the trade agreements we've had in the past, generally speaking, have served America's farmers and ranchers well. At that meeting last week, we visited with Randy Block, Chief Executive Officer of Cattle Facts. And yes, he'll be on our television show this weekend, sharing some more insight. But the analyst at his organization said that global trade outlook for beef currently is supportive to the beef industry, with strong demand in many overseas markets. But they note that trade disruptions could have significant impacts on the market outlook. The ratification of the pending U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, the USMCA as it is called, or NAFTA 2, will be crucial to the markets this spring, according to the analyst at Cattle Facts. Likewise, the possibility of a bilateral trade agreement with Japan could create a positive upside to the market this year. But CEO Randy Block at Cattle Facts closed that session that they had with the producers with a reminder about the importance of international markets to the beef industry. Randy said, long term, the profitability of our industry is tied to trade. He said, we must have open markets and science-based trade standards for our products if we're going to continue the run of profitability we've experienced in recent years. I'll be back after this.